Hi guys, this is Joel from Power Records, bringing you another adventure with vinyl records, vinyl collecting, vinyl selling. For lovers of vinyl music, this is the podcast for you. Hey, what I want to do is to always give you some tips on selling vinyl records and collecting vinyl records because I want to make you successful. And you know what? There's a lot of vinyl collectors out there, a lot of opportunities to sell vinyl records in the vinyl record world. Always look out for record shows, guys. Go online and Google record shows in your community. It's the best thing you can do to get vinyl records. The Vibrations Record Show here in Ontario is on very many places throughout the year. And what you do is Google it and go to those record shows. You can get records, lots of them there, and you can get them cheap and resell them at 30, 50, 60, 70% higher than you're buying them there. So I would advise you to go there and get your records there. So this show is for you folks. I have it for you. I don't expect anything in return other than I want to see you successfully selling vinyl records. So guys, we are on Facebook at Power Records, at Power Records One. Have a look at it. We have our podcasts there. And I do also post other things regarding music there. It's a really interesting Facebook page, so have a look there. Also, we do sell on a site called Discogs. I just love Discogs. I don't know what it is. It's one of my favorite sites. It's easy to list your vinyl records there. And there has so much variety. If you're buying records there, it's also a great site. I also list on Amazon and I list on eBay. And I want to talk about those two sites today. I want to talk about eBay and I want to talk about Amazon. We also sell on a site called Music Stack, and I love Music Stack as well too, because there's thousands and thousands of dealers on Music Stack from all around the world, and we have about 45,000 records that we sell on Music Stack. So I would advise you to go to our show notes at the bottom of this podcast page. When you see the listing there on the podcast, it shows you the site for Music Stack and Discogs, and it shows you a Facebook page. Click every one of them if you can, you have time. Have a look around. And we sell lots of vinyl records online at those sites, at Music Stack and on Discogs. We also have a book too, an ebook called The Ways, The Secrets of Making Money Selling Vinyl Records. And you know what? It's on Amazon Kindle. It sells for like $9.99. It's a nice little book that you can buy. And we'll have also there on our show notes, we'll have the shortcut that you can go there and have a look at that book. You can also trial it on Kindle too to see if you want before you buy it, to see if you're interested in buying it. So it's a great book for new collectors of vinyl music. And for if you have a record business now, it gives you some extra tips there as well too. So folks, if you are a dealer, if you have a brick and mortar store, and you want to advertise it here on our podcast, I'd be more than willing to do that for you for free. Again, I just want to see you successful in selling vinyl music. So just let us know and we'll do a little blurb about your store. Also, if you have an online store, I would love to talk about vinyl records, your vinyl record shop, and promote it to you for free. So just fire me an email, and the email is also on the show notes, but I will give you my email, jlcarone@simpatico.ca. Just email me there and I'll say a few blurbs for you. So the show today, I want to talk a little bit about eBay and Amazon. So folks, I do sell records on eBay and Amazon. And I want to give you a couple tips for you to be successful selling on eBay. I get a lot of people complaining about eBay saying, you know what, it's a crappy site. You know, I don't get a lot of buyers from eBay, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not a great place to sell records. But you know, folks, it's a great place to sell records. And I'm going to give you a couple of things that you should be aware about when you're selling on eBay. Okay, first off, if you're selling by auction, okay, you can sell by auction But there are some disadvantages there, okay? First off, it's a short-term thing. What I mean by that is you're selling for 7 to 10 days, and then, of course, it gets wiped off the site, okay? So if you want to sell by auction, you got to price it, your record, pretty low. So what I would do is when you're selling your record, you're about to sell on eBay, you have a look and see what everybody else is selling it at, and go even 50 cents less. And it will flag a lot of people that are looking for that record. And of course, they'll buy your record over somebody else because you're selling at 50 cents less than that person. But make sure it's a good quality record and it's the same grading as somebody else is selling it. But when you're selling on auction, always be sure to sell at a lower price and you will be successful. If you're at a lower price than a lot of 50 other people that are selling your records online, your record will sell, provided it's at a good quality grading system that you set for that record that you're selling. Okay. Number two, if you're selling a buy it now, try to repeat the listing. What I mean by that is if you have a 30-day sale, buy it now, keep repeating that sale. In other words, don't let it expire. So list it over and over and over again, okay? If it's a record, say like Led Zeppelin 4, and you have it, buy it now, and you're selling it for 30 days, have it repeated after 30 days, automatically have it listed over again, and have it listed more than once, twice, three, or four, or five times. What happens there, folks, is it goes up the rankings. So if you have like 30 Led Zeppelin 4 selling online, you're probably down at the bottom of the list at number 29. It automatically, eBay, it detects that you've sold it, you're selling it again and again, and it moves it up the rankings to number 2, number 1 ranking, if you keep it selling up on the buy it now format. So you get what I'm saying there? So keep it repeating the listing. If it doesn't sell, don't get discouraged. Repeat the listing again and again, and it moves up. And what happens there, just like Amazon, it goes a number one or two listing, or even the third or fourth listing, and people notice it and then they buy it. So what you do is keep repeating the listing. So, and that's tip number two. Tip number three, if you're selling on eBay, is keep an option as if you're selling buy it now feature, have free shipping available. Free shipping, for some reason, it really appeals to a buyer. When they see free shipping, they go boom, where they go right to it. Their eyes go right to it because they say, oh my God, free shipping, I'm saving money. But I'll give you a piece of advice here. Work your shipping cost into the cost of the product. Don't lose out. So if your cost is $14 to ship it in Canada or $16 to ship it in the US, make sure you have the free shipping cost built in there into the cost of your product. So if you're having a record that sells for $9, right? Have it selling for $24, $23, or $25 and have free shipping there. Make sure you built it into the buy it now cost. And then when customers see that and see free shipping, they go buy your records. So a couple things again on eBay. Number one, when you're selling on eBay and you're selling on site and you're selling with auctions, sell lower, number one. Number two, when you have a buy it now feature, repeat the listing more than once so it moves up the ranks. And number three, have a free shipping option available on your buy it now site. Very, very, very important when you're selling on eBay. I don't know if you're selling on eBay as long as I've been. I've made, you know, quite a good chunk of money on eBay, and I've been selling since 2008. They have 50 listings for free. So these 50 listings, I would have as repeat listings for yourself. There's also sometimes they offer you free listings for 5,000 listings. Take advantage of that if you can. But I would start with you know, those 50 listings for free and have those as repeat listings and have them move up the ranks for you. Okay, now let's talk a little about Amazon. Okay, Amazon is a whole different animal in selling vinyl records. And I'm going to give you a couple tips there as well too. Amazon is not very good for selling used records. I will tell you, you've got to be really, 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 really precise in how you're listing your condition of the records. There's not a lot of vinyl collectors that buy on Amazon. So if you send a record, you say it's used, a lot of times you get complaints because customers are not used to buying records on Amazon. If they're buying used ones, they want something more new. So my advice to you is try to sell newer type of vinyl records on Amazon. Don't sell something that is in bad condition because, again, Amazon only allows 1% defect rate now. You can get suspended like I did for a couple weeks. So you got to be very, very careful there. Try to sell on Amazon more brand new records if you can. That's one important tip. I would also advise you to ship quickly, very fast. Okay. Again, if you notice when you have your listing on Amazon, there's a small window of time that you got to get that record out, right? So once you sell that record, get it out and get it out fast. And just one of those things on Amazon, it's also something that they measure. So you got to get that record out quickly. Okay. And the other thing I want to tell you for both Amazon and eBay is have lots to sell. You know, if you sell 10 or 50 records, it's not really going to make you a lot of money. Try to get hundreds on there. And I said, where are you going to get your hundreds? Get them from the Vibrations record shows or other record shows in your area. Build up your inventory and sell lots on Amazon and eBay. So guys, giving you 3 tips on eBay on how to sell and Amazon. And just remember that, right? Because when you go and sell those sites, those are important things that I learned that I want to pass on to you. So that's my show for today. And that's my advice for today. And again, talk to you soon and keep selling those vinyl records. Over and out, folks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.